And the worldly, the beautiful song that she's going to play today is called Goodbye Moral High Road. And she's going to sing this to let people know what's really going on, the immorality, really, of what's happening at this station and this clique that really wants now corporate bylaws to be instituted, specifically taking away the right of even the staff to have any representation. They would be excluded from this. We can't have the staff have any representation. That's too dangerous. You know? And Twitwick is an example of that. You know, so.
Well, it's true. Twitwick was an unruly crowd. It's true. So on behalf of Twitwick Radio and all of the other shows that have been given the boot, this is to the tune of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It's called Goodbye Moral High Road. Please sing it with me, everybody. And the worse your voice is, the better. So I got it. No, I'm fine. So it goes, is it a fire sale now that they've locked the door? Now that the morning mix is gone and summer's not here anymore? Is local programming history, is it better to sell out now? Consolidate all the assets and then milk KPFA just like So goodbye, Lord, our Lord. Let the others try to bring it down. If this is about the election, I want out of it now. When we stood up for hometown radio. Is it true radio's future lies beyond the moral high road? Who will they censor now? Is there a list to check? Who stepped out of line and who is gonna get it in the neck? Well, maybe they'll get a replacement or maybe a national feed. Who's gonna get that letter that says, thanks, but your service is no longer needed? So goodbye, moral high road. Let the others try to rehow. Is this about the election? I want out of it now. Back to the days when we stood up for hometown radio. Is it true radio's future lies beyond the moral high road?
Thank you, Joe. That is judicial morality. Besides getting the truth out about what's going on in California, in the Bay Area. And we need to expand the coverage of KPFA Pacifica. We've been fighting for a multimedia channel. We've been fighting for a live programming. Two blocks from here, there was a rally of thousands of people against the Nazis, against the fascists. And we said KPFA should do live programming from that, letting people know why people are marching, why people are protesting the Nazis. And they refuse to do that. They don't want live programming. So we have to bring KPFA back to getting the stories out live on the streets, and we have the technology to do that. So our next,
on the same point, we've repeatedly tried to get them to cover a huge struggle going on in the Oakland public schools right now against privatization and charter schools, and they refuse to even send a damn reporter to the school board meetings, which are exciting, if nothing else.
Okay, so our next speaker is Stan Woods. was a former ILWU member and an activist around KPFA Pacifica.
Right. A couple of hats I'll mention because they're pertinent to the issue at hand. I used to be an elected member of the local station board of KPFA. I was also the chief of the search council at International Longshore and Warehouse Union Local 6, and also the executive board there. And that highlights to me the importance of the Warfare Radio getting back on the air. Last night, amidst all the stuff about New Hampshire and the Solomon County votes in Iowa, the Culinary Workers of Las Vegas, the biggest union in Nevada, leadership decided to attack Medi-Cal for All and attack the Sanders campaign from the right, not in any way any left critique by any remote stretch of imagination. And one thing about Warfare Radio is, I think I can safe to say that if Steve still had a show, he would try to have people on both sides of the Culinary Workers Union on this, like asking hard questions, like how can you possibly be against universal health care for your members? How can you perpetuate the corporate myth that that would take away from the health care you negotiated with employers? And the current crop just doesn't do that. The current type of labor reporters, and I think they might even give a show to, always goes to what the top say, never questions, never talks about debate and divisions within the labor movement, and that's very important to have that on. We need a critical eye. We don't need just cheerleading. And so often at KPFA, that's what we all have. And that's about it. And one last thing. The International Longshore Warehouse Union Warehouse Division scored some big successes in the last few months. I'm inactive now, I'm retired, but recruited a couple of hundred members of Anchor City Brewery and also the largest veterinary hospital in the San Francisco Bay Area. There was a real success not only because of the numbers, but because the average age was 25 when the average age of a trade union is now 45. You'd think the KPFA would highlight that, but aside from Steve, I don't remember anybody mentioning it, really. Also, last week, Tartine Bakery, a large bakery complex in California, 250 decided to launch a unionization drive in conjunction with ILWU Local 6. It's got maybe a 3-second mention on KPFA News. Once again, you have hundreds of workers, most of them in their 20s. You think that would be highlighted. You think that would be top of the news, or at least the top of, say, shows like Sunday Salon. Instead, you have people like Karen Greenberg, well-known neoliberal academic, who said things on the air, in direct contrast to the Pacifica Mission, we should never forget the FBI and CIA are there to protect us. And they made a few mistakes, but hey, everybody does. Anyway, that's about it. Good luck, Steve, and good luck for Quick Look Radio.
Thank you, Stan. And that's what we want to restore KPFA. If they want to know, and KPFA is bottom of the Nielsen listings. And as a local station board member, I said, why aren't we getting the Nielsen listings? Because they do get in New York. But this, it's a question. Why are we only having 14,300 members when we have in the Bay Area 12 million people. 12 million people were only 14,300 members at KPFA. Something is wrong. And we, the programmers, aren't the ones that make the decisions about programming, about what's on. It's the management. And the management has not consulted the programmers about any changes. In fact, a programmer came out here, or a member of the staff, and said that he just heard my program was canceled. They didn't even announce that.
Programs that have been on for many, many years are not even announced, so the staff don't even know, besides the local station board, are not informed when changes are made. What I call that is corporate